Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Alante here for the first time considering presenting this podcast. This is an offshoot of my website, strengthsnotstrikes.com, where you can get a free email course about all the steps of the graduate school admissions process and how to set yourself up to be a really competitive applicant. Head over to strengthsnotstrikes.com for more information. So the aim of this podcast is allowing those that are in graduate school or considering graduate school a kind of personal look into the day in the life of a graduate student. And I'm planning to produce an episode a week, and I just share kind of what happened in my week. So it's Tuesday, August 18th, 2017 at about 8:45 in the morning. So, I mean, all I've really had happen grad school wise is I got in April. I found an apartment last week. And yesterday I had my first full day of orientation at Carnegie Mellon. And let me tell you that my first day, one, I've never even heard of an orientation for graduate students. The school that I went to for my master's did not have a campus-wide or university-wide orientation that set the tone on what kind of community I'd be coming into. But I did have, a departmental orientation for a day where we got our keys and we got our classes and, you know, stuff like that. And even though I'm going to miss my orientation because I'm about to take my mom on a trip, there's an online orientation that I have to complete for civil, and I really like just how much it seems like Carnegie Mellon is doing to make sure that we know, you know, what we're in for and how we can best navigate at least the space as the university itself before we get to like the nuances of our department and classes and things. But I think just setting that tone meant a lot, and I think it'll already add to my experience compared to the last school I went to. That's really it. I met some people. They were really cool. I've been kind of solo doloing it out in Pittsburgh, which is fine. I mean, it's not that much to do here, but I think it's really perfect because I'm in a city, and I'm also 4 hours away from like both of my favorite places. I love Detroit. Super proud Detroiter here, went to Detroit Public Schools, and I'm also close to D.C. I went to college on the East Coast. I did my undergrad at North Carolina A&T, so I'm a big HBCU grad, lover of brunches, love D.C., plan to spend the rest of my adult life there before retirement age because I love it so much. That was kind of my airbed because I don't have a bed yet. I ordered it online. That was an experience. Shout out to Costco. I found a really nice king size bed, y'all. Like Sealy Posturepedic, super soft, all that jazz. But I'm waiting for it to be delivered. So, I did my master's at University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. That was an experience as well. It was the middle of nowhere, like literally, but it was 2 hours from Chicago, and one of my best friends, shout out to Chelsea, lives in Chicago, so it kind of worked out, but whew, y'all, I hated it. So I got my master's and I took it on back up to Detroit, where I spent 3 years as the supervisor for the McNair Scholars Program. I handled the seminars teaching my students. I taught them how to conduct research. I met with them once a week. I met with them often, like once a semester, to talk about their stuff because I had a counselor. I managed the business. I managed the finances. I did all that jazz. I loved my job. I got an amazing experience from that job. And I had the opportunity to help kids from Detroit get into Princeton with a full ride, literally. One of my students just finished his undergraduate degree, and he's going to get his doctorate in philosophy, literally. And he has a full ride, and him and only one other student was admitted into his program. I have a student going into biochemistry at University of Michigan. She has a full ride. And I had a couple physics students go to Michigan. I think I had a chemistry student go down to Purdue. I've got a couple of students, you know, going to Wayne State and getting, you know, master's degrees. And all of them, I'd say the majority of them, have received some sort of funding. And so they aren't going into more debt to get their graduate education, which is something I'm really passionate about. And I've really enjoyed doing. And even though I'm now in school myself, I'm trying to create this new way to reach out to people and help them go to graduate school, especially these people of color. All the students I mentioned were either women and of color, or, you know, men of color. And so that's really where my heart is as far as helping increase those numbers, and also just providing support to us, right, from us, about the graduate school struggles. So that's kind of how this podcast came about. That's the goal, is just being helpful by sharing my story and, you know, maybe offering tidbits through the way with different topics and interviews. But I haven't really figured out the setup yet, but I feel like this is needed, but I also don't know. So let me know what you think. Shoot me an email at Alante, that's Allante, at strengthsnotstrikes.com. Or head out to the website and just look at it. Let me know what you think. Tell me if you think it's trash or what I can fix. I'll talk to you next week.
Yo, thanks so much for taking time out of your life to listen to my podcast. If you're thinking about going to graduate school, you probably know application season is upon us. If you're feeling a little stress, a little anxiety, or even worse, procrastination, use my free e-course to get rid of all of that. You can find it on my website, strengthsnotstrikes.com. The music is Friday and Gotta Get Up from the Passion Hi-Fi on SoundCloud. All right, y'all, go be great.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.